Welcome back to another week's Cheerleading Chit Chat podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots Cheerleader. I'm Moy Bransky, and I'm here with yet another rookie, Alicia Costanway. How are you today, Alicia?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Coming all the way from Rhode Island, a fellow Rhode Islander. How was the drive?
The traffic wasn't really that bad. Usually we have to be here later for practice, so I thought I would hit a lot more work traffic.
So today we're going to talk all about the Patriots because we just won another game.
Yes.
In the playoffs, we'll tell you what that means and what that means for the Patriots and the Cheerleaders. We're going to talk about our upcoming calendar sheet for the 2008 calendar. We're going to answer a question from a lucky listener. And then we're going to get to know Alicia just a little bit better. So let's start off with the Patriots. That game was amazing. And if you at home did not see it, it was by the second, it was neck and neck. We played the Chargers, and they put up a good fight. We won by one field goal. You don't have to be a cheerleader to like that game. That was an intense game.
No, definitely was an intense game. I was sitting at the edge of my couch the whole entire time, especially the fourth quarter. My nails started to come off, so it was exciting. My parents had called me as soon as Steven had kicked the field goal, and everybody was just so excited. I was yelling on the phone. I was screaming and yelling on the phone. I was just really, really excited, and I know that there's just one more game left before we go to the big game, so.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what that means. Since we won this game, now we move on to the AFC Championships, which is huge. That's like a mini Super Bowl because the winner of that game actually goes to the Super Bowl, which is held in Miami this year, and we are all hoping for that. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. We're going to keep doing everything we can, all of our lucky things. You have a lucky rabbit's foot or whatever it is you do.
We have our own little tricks of the trade, but
yes. We are hoping for the best. They're playing the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. on Eastern Time on CBS, and it's going to be an intense game. We usually beat the Colts here at Gillette Stadium, but we're actually going to their territory this weekend, so I'm a little scared.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be an exciting game, though. I can't wait to watch.
Yeah, anything can happen in the playoffs, and hopefully anything being a good thing for us. So anyways, we don't get to cheer at that game because none of the NFL cheerleaders travel. It's kind of like a home field advantage thing, and we're going to stay, and we're going to probably all be together and watch it together and do promotions during it and stuff like that. But if they do go to the Super Bowl, that's where we get to go, the big one, which is absolutely amazing. I know, Alicia, you didn't get to go to the Super Bowl 39, but if you go to the 41, you will not forget it. It's just amazing.
I'm really excited. I really hope we win this game. I've heard so many good things about from all the veterans who have been to past Super Bowls, and I'm really excited to just go and, you know, be VIP, and they've talked about so much about even just all of the security that you get when you're there. You just feel special, and
of course you do.
I can't wait. I really hope that we go to the Super Bowl.
Me too. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Now, speaking of the veterans, you are going to be a veteran pretty soon.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe it? Your rookie year almost over. On the website, I know a lot of people have been writing in and asking, but auditions have been announced, and we're going to get into a lot more of that with another future podcast. But if you want to know dates and, you know, set some time aside, go to patriots.com/cheerleaders, and it's right on the homepage, all the information, dates, and stuff like that. But we're going to talk more about that at another time. Today, we're going to talk about the 2008 calendar shoot, where it's open to the public.
Yes, I know. We have flyers and everything, and actually, when Tracy first sent us out the flyers, I saw my picture on it, and I was really excited. Lori and I are actually on the flyers.
We
so.
Are. That's weird. That is weird. But we went to Sanibel Island this past year, and we had a blast. It was beautiful. We got to do some promotions down there. Every girl's shoot was amazing. I can't imagine what it's going to be like this year. It's in Punta Cana, the Dominican Republic. Punta Cana, am I saying that right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, you have
close
a chance
enough.
To go. Right, close enough, hopefully. You can go to the Dominican Republic overseas with the Patriots cheerleaders and watch every single shoot. I might go for the vacation and to watch you guys. It's really cheap, and you can find out all kinds of stuff about it. I mean, Punta Cana is beautiful. I've seen pictures of my family and friends that have gone there, and it's beautiful.
I've never been, but
are you excited?
I'm looking forward to it. So
yeah,
well, I need a vacation. I'm turning 20. It's going to be an early birthday present, so.
Yeah, that would be awesome. An all-inclusive vacation in the Dominican Republic. And hopefully you'll be able to meet some cool people.
Hopefully.
That would be fun. You'll be playing volleyball again like we played last year, which is
which is amazingly fun.
I was actually good at volleyball.
You tried. No, I'm just kidding.
I was good. We can't say the same about too many of the girls on the team, but.
So every year, I guess it's going to be a ritual now, that we'll play volleyball with those guests that are staying with the people at the hotel or on the vacation. And we did one game where it was us, you know, the New England Patriots Trailers versus the people. Mm-hmm. And then we integrated, and it was a lot of fun, actually.
It was a lot of fun. You get to learn a lot about different people, and you get to meet new people. So right. It was a lot of fun.
And that's a huge thing. This is your first trip with the entire squad and getting to know them, and that's vital, I think.
It's a good bonding experience. You get to know who everybody is, and you know, you get to figure out what you have in common, and
right.
You get actually
together.
Yeah, you get to sleep together in the same room. I actually was roommates with Kristen O'Neill this year, so that was interesting and that was fun. We both learned that we both went to the Miss Teen USA pageant, and it was just we get to talk about a lot of different things and our different experiences there, and just a lot of different things. I didn't know that about her at first, and I didn't know a lot of things that I know about her now.
Of course.
And it was just a good bonding experience and a good way to meet the rest of your teammates and learn who they really were.
Right, because the person that they are at practice or at a game is completely different than the person they are personally.
Right.
You know, their personality and stuff. So if you want to watch this lovely 2008 calendar shoot and all the new Patriots cheerleaders and the new squad on vacation, it's an all-inclusive trip in Punta Cana, the Dominican Republic. It includes your airport, everything. They do promotions in the airport, everything. You can find out all the information. I'm rambling over here. Just go to patriots.com/cheerleaders, and right on the homepage, you can learn all about it and read up on it. It happens to be through the same vacation place that Audra and I will be going to Mexico in just 25, 24 days.
You are so lucky for getting that trip. I'm jealous of you.
I'm so excited. So again, just check it out online. Moving right along, we have a question from a lucky listener. This is from Nicole in Bedford, Massachusetts. She writes, "Dear Cheerleader Chit Chat, I'm a captain at my local high school, but everyone gets mad at me. Last week, you gave tips for everyone getting along, and I really try hard. I have to critique the team as if I am the captain, because I am, and yet everyone gets mad when I do. How can I be their friend and their captain?" It's a pretty tough question. Pretty heavy there for a high schooler.
That is a tough question for a high school student. I was actually a captain of my cheerleading team, but my mother was also my coach, so she kind of kept me in line a little bit. It's very difficult when you have to critique your friends, and obviously all of my best friends were on my cheerleading team too, so it was hard giving them advice. You don't always want to just single them out in front of their teammates either, because sometimes that makes them feel
not as good as the rest of the squad. I definitely agree.
Right. I used to take my friends aside and, you know, work with them a little bit on a certain thing.
Or you can even just announce it to the entire squad, because really, practice makes perfect. There is not one girl in that entire room that's going to do it to the nine that's like, you know what, you don't need any kind of improvement. That your toes were pointed the entire time, your wrists weren't bent, you know what I mean? So it doesn't hurt for everyone to join in and fix whatever it is you're fixing on one person.
Right, and even if you are making a critique to somebody else, you know, try to fix it a little better yourself, because
right.
You might not be doing it as well as everybody else is either. So it's really important to try and keep, you know, cheerleading and friendship still the same, but separate at the same time as
right.
well.
I think what you mean by that is kind of like keeping your cheerleading life versus your personal life separate. Because you can be friends. I mean, we're all friends in the squad, and when we go to practice, it is business. But the minute that we go out and we go dancing and, you know, go to dinner and stuff like that, it's a totally different ballpark. You know, you're not trying to perfect how you're eating dinner. You know what I mean? You're just trying to have a good time. As when you're in practice, you're trying to make it the overall best it can possibly be.
Right.
So I think your friends should, number one, understand that, because you are in a tough position. And you're also in a position because you've earned it. And if you're there, then they should respect what you're saying and take it into account and fix it. And another thing that you can, you know, work on is, we talked about it last week, those motivational little things that you do to bring the team together. It kind of lightens up practice, because maybe it was a tough one and maybe you had to do, I don't know, you know, more kicks or more jumps, more stretching, more tumbling than you usually do. So the team might be a little tired, taking out their frustrations on the captains, because they're practically the ones that enforce everything. Bring those motivational tools and help them, you know, have fun again. Bring fun back to practice. We talked all about little motivational stunts like playing charades and giving little gifts and, you know, healthy snacks and stuff like that. We still have the contest open if anyone has an original motivation that we have not yet suggested. You can still win a Patriots cheerleader poster. Just remember to write in to today at patriots.com. What did you do for your motivation this year?
This year I made everybody a picture frame and I actually bought them from the Christmas tree shop and they had a special recording button in the back so I could record a little message for everybody on the team. And I thought that that was special and that was a motivation because every day you can look at it and you can just play it. And it's a great way to become motivated for the day, the week, the month, whatever.
It is. Yeah, definitely. I love that. That was a very good idea. What was our last motivation? We had our team motivation on the playoff game and it was our line. Right. And we did frames and cameras for everybody, which went over very well. Everybody was taking pictures, and I can't wait to
see. I took a lot of pictures.
We have our banquet, and every year we trade pictures and show them and stuff like that at the banquet, so I can't wait to see all that. But moving right along, we'll get to know Alicia a little better now. So your nickname is Alley Cat. Why is that?
To tell you the truth, I really don't know. My dad started calling me Alley Cat when I was younger. I'm thinking because I had a cat at one point in my life. I don't even remember having the cat, but I know that the cat's name was Raisin. And I remember one day it ran away, and I was just really upset. And then ever since then, my dad started calling me Alley Cat. I think because he thought that I really liked cats, I guess. But it's just stuck, and, you know, every once in a while, he'd be like, hey, Alley Cat, and just call me Alley Cat. None of my friends really call me Alley Cat. It's just my dad, a little nickname for us.
Now, you're more of a cheerleader than a dancer, and we all come from different backgrounds, and you have tumbling experience and stuff like that. What is your most extravagant stunt that you can do alone by yourself?
What I can do in a stunt is pretty much just a stretch. Tried to do a double my senior year. It didn't really work out the way that I planned. But I base as well as fly. Basing, I'm better at basing than I am flying. My high school wasn't really too much into the whole double thing, but we won states every year that I was on my team, so that was a plus for us. We have really good choreography, so I think that's what kind of sneaks us in there past everybody else with more difficult stunts and everything. But
what about your tumbling? What's your most difficult tumbling pass?
Tumbling? I started tumbling when I was 13. I wasn't a gymnast or anything. I just did strictly cheerleading tumbling and worked really, really hard to get my standing back tuck. Took me a long time. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of falling on my face.
But you got it?
I got it. Eventually, I started working in my grass, actually. It was a little bit of a hill, so it was better for me. My friend Tim was a cheerleader with me as well, and he helped. He was actually in gymnastics, so it helped a lot to have him there to help me out. I tried to do a full my last year in college, it didn't work out that well either. I landed it like twice, but
At the calendar shoot,
exciting.
You did do a standing back tuck.
Yes, I did.
And you did. You almost fell, but you didn't fall.
No.
It was on the sand, so maybe that gave you a little too much.
Yes, and besides the fact I was in a bathing suit and I was trying to hold my top up at the same time.
Now, your hobbies, cheering, dancing, singing, bowling, and collecting pins. Now, let's tackle one, singing. You going to sing for us right now?
No, I haven't sang. The whole singing thing came up was one time I was actually at a pageant, and my state director, she was like, oh my God, we need somebody to perform. I don't have anybody to perform. Alicia, just sing this song. So I was just kind of thrown on stage singing this country song. And it was pretty much to me like a karaoke thing, but it was at a pageant, a national pageant. So that was how I started the whole singing thing. And ever since then, she was just like, oh, come back and sing for me. And I would. And I've always been way too shy to sing in front of anybody else. You know, my boyfriend has always been like, oh, sing for me, blah, blah, blah. But other than in the car with the music up really loud, it's the only thing he would get. But
Your boyfriend, how is your boyfriend?
He's good.
Yeah, good.
Things have been a little difficult, though, because, you know, with all the cheerleading and traveling and everything, it's just frustrating. And
now you're traveling? Where have you been going?
Traveling to different appearances in Boston. You know, it's far from Rhode Island. If we're doing an appearance, if they're 2 hours long, it really takes us like 5 hours with Boston traffic or even six. So that's a whole day right there. And he's up in school, so it's hard to, you know, get there and visit him and things like that.
Time is tough, yeah.
Right.
So you like to bowl?
Yes. My mother and my father are competitive bowlers.
That's awesome.
They're on a league, so.
That's awesome.
That's what they do for fun. And my mom and my dad both, they taught me how to bowl. So when I go with all my friends, they you know, 50 points, 60 points, 70 points, but I'm always like almost 200. So I have a little advantage.
Now, I'll tell you a secret. My mother had me on a bowling league when I was like 10. So I'm an A-plus bowler myself.
I almost did that at 11. I almost did that when I was like 11, but I left it to my parents and stuck with the cheerleading and the dancing.
Well, you know, that just proves us to be good old bowlers right here. We could take on anybody. If you could be anyone in the world for a day, you would be Majesty Queen. Say this for me.
To tell you the truth, I was watching Oprah the day before I wrote that, and she was on Oprah, and I was like, wow, this woman is absolutely amazing, and she's incredible, and she's beautiful, and she has a family. And for her to be queen and to take care of her family and to do the things that she's done, it's just amazing. And to have the luxury of being queen and everything that comes along with it is just that much more amazing.
And her name is Queen Rania Al Abdullah.
The best you can say is the best that I'm going to say. So we'll stick to that.
Okay. I can accept that. Well, I guess that's pretty much about it. Thank you for joining us today, Alicia.
Thank you for having me.
Everyone, don't forget to add us on MySpace. It's myspace.com/PetsCheerleaderChitChat. I love getting to know everybody. So now Alicia and I are going to head off to practice. We're going to watch that game on Sunday. Make sure you watch it to see if we'll be at the Super Bowl in a couple weeks in Miami. We'll keep our fingers crossed and our hopes high.
Yes, we will.
So thanks again.
Thank you.
And for everybody else, we'll see you on the sidelines.